And it's getting to the point that right now I hope I don't become paralyzed. Mm. But I'm fighting it with my acupressure. I learned the acupressure. I'm always working to build the immune system, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah. And I'm always reading the medical books. I got all kinds of medical books and everything.
Uh-huh.
See if we can find a cure.
Right, right.
That's what I keep telling my wife. I don't want to just medicine to get rid of the pain. I want to get rid of all this thing.
Right.
And I'm using my neural computer, trying to make sure that biofeedback comes into the picture. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking to see what's over there.
Mind, body.
Yeah, medicals and all that.
Yeah.
The last thing that I've heard about was the, what I call this is one of the new trainings that they have for people. Yeah.
Like pressure on your chest?
Well, let's say that you get a pain chest.
Yeah.
You may have a blood clot in the flag up there, right?
Right.
So this is what you do, you know.
Oh, okay. Loosen it up.
You use the percussion. Mm. They're using that nowadays. They're using another one where they're using the human energy on patients while they've been taken care of.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then the 6 billion electro neurons in the in the brain.
Yeah.
That also is so good.
Yeah.
They found out now that you could cure cancer with your brain. Get to the meditation and start working, you know, visualize whoever it is that you think is your angel, guardian angel, whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah, I started studying parapsychology so that you could tell, you know, who you are, what are we doing on this planet.
Uh-huh.
You got to know where right in, wrong begin. You got to know how deep is deep. You got to know how to analyze, investigate. Yeah. Verify and validate, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to know what is this thing that is called death. Mm. My brother was 80-something, and he got cancer, and he couldn't get rid of it. And he told me, you know, that he couldn't do anything about it. So I told him what to do. He says, just don't, you don't fight it. If they told you that you're terminal, don't fight it. Just close your eyes, call members of the family, are there, mom, pop, anybody, because there's no such thing as death. Death is only a transition. The medical establishment already have proven that there's no such thing as death, it's just a transition. They have investigated it. And, you know, like, we're trying to move ahead into progress. And I've been working in that sphere to see what is it that we're supposed to be doing to advance the planet to the point where we stop killing each other and do all this senseless stuff that we've been doing through the ages, going back to ancient times, the human eaters, what do you call those?
Dark Ages?
What was it called?
The Dark Ages?
Yeah, in the ancient times, they used to kill each other, eat each other, you know.
Yeah, right.
Cannibalism.
Cannibals, yeah.
Yeah. And all that stuff has all kinds of consequences. Mm-hmm. But we're going through a battle against the greed, and that keeps us from using our brain, you know.
Right.
There was a comet named Halley 10, 12, maybe 15 years ago. And the astronomers went out there and investigated it. They concluded that that planet, that comet, was an energy. An energy cannot be destroyed. They went through a lot of analysis on it. And I wrote articles. I did a drawing there,
uh-huh.
and I put it a bit beautiful. I did another article on the Pope, nominated Man of the Year, all that. That's just, which I have the other folder to put to go on top of this. That one is heavy. I couldn't carry it. We have enough information.
Yeah.
And we can get something out of it if, you know, we take our time.
Right.
Because if we don't use our mentality, right now the last thing that has been invented is a hydrogen bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not the atomic now. They have something now, 20,000 pounds, one bomb.
Right.
I think that's what it is. And, we know that since the beginning of time, man has been nothing but a destructive force on this planet, the male species. You see what he's doing nowadays? And now we have the problem with the millionaires and the billionaires. They keep grabbing the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually they're going to blow up the planet. So it doesn't make sense to continue going the way we're going if we don't employ our mental capability properly.
Yeah. Did you always feel this way? Like when you were a kid, basically in World War II, did you feel that? Did you feel the same way? Or did you kind of develop these thoughts over time?
You get all kinds of dreams, revelations or something, you know. And this thing is they're inside your energy, your body, because it is said that we've been in this planet before, over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge many of the old timers, now even nowadays. I ask them questions. Whatever idea comes to me, I ask it, put it up. And one of the things is that I asked him, can you tell me why is it that we have so many different races in this planet? And why is it that the preference of this and not this, this and that?